This is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church in Watertown as the Mars Hill pastor for the day. Today we focus again on the story of Jonah and the great fish. When I read Jonah, I noticed the word great in the text. Great city, great wind, great storm, great fear. 9 times in 4 chapters we see the word great. I believe the story emphasizes the greatness of God. How did Jonah's running to Tarshish in Spain work out? Tarshish was about 2,500 miles west of Joppa, which was near modern Tel Aviv. Jonah went below, and the text tells us that he fell into a deep sleep. This is a Hebrew word that can also mean depression or even withdrawal. Sleep in the light of a disaster. Apathy can kill our love for others. When we neglect our spiritual health, we will become like the Christian in John Steinbeck's East of Eden, describing Liza as a, and I quote, a tight, hard little woman, humorless as a chicken, with a dour Presbyterian mind and a code of morals that pinned down and beat the brains out of nearly everything that was pleasant to do. Do you know someone like that? We all need to wake up from our apathy as people perish on the sea of life. When the storm came, Jonah claimed to worship Yahweh, the God of heaven, to the sailors, even when he was running from God. Sad to say, but this is often true of modern-day believers. The sailors asked 5 questions before throwing Jonah overboard. They showed concern for him. What would justify taking every risk to save Jonah? The sailor's religious outlook made no sense of a creator God who was in control of the sea. To throw Jonah overboard was equivalent to murder. God literally hurled a storm at Jonah to get him back on track so that the sailors could literally hurl Jonah into the sea. Ironically, a pagan captain had to call a man of God, Jonah, to prayer. And the sailors prayed to the God of Jonah not to hold them responsible for his death. You see, polytheism and syncretism at times go hand in hand. Jesus is revered by millions in India today, but as just one divine being among many. The sailors' act did not reflect a belief in the one true God. Yahweh does not tolerate any loyalty to other non-existing gods. Today, we live in an age of polytheism and syncretism. That is, you can have your gods as long as you don't talk bad about my gods. Why a great fish? Why not a piece of driftwood or instantly transport Jonah to Nineveh as in Acts 8 when Philip was transported to the north coast? We'll discuss that next time. Remember that the main character of the story isn't Jonah or Nineveh or the great fish. It is God, the loving and merciful Father of heaven. Think about that. And until next time, this is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible, hoping your life is a faith-filled adventure.